This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is another one of those things where, you know, we talk about head coaches and whether or not to fire them. And it's really a lot has to do with who's available at the time. Now, I don't know the relationship with Leon Rose and Mike Malone or Jim Dolan and Mike Malone, but you would imagine, you know, Malone being a New York guy, you know, and his family having ties to the Knicks organization and him having ties to New York and the organization, that would be something that at least would be an interesting conversation to have if things went haywire in the playoffs for the Knicks, wouldn't it?
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, like we talked about when Belichick became available with the Giants, it was like, man, you don't want to fire a guy after 2 years or whatever it was, but, I mean, Bill Belichick's out there.
Yeah.
You might have to think about it.
And that, you know, when you go back to the conversation on the Odyssey app that we had at 6 o'clock and the way you started the show with, you know, the idea of Tibbs possibly being on the hot seat, I don't even think possibly. I think a lot of fans would say likely on the hot seat. You know, when you've got a guy out there that's got ties to the Knicks, that has won an NBA title, that has dealt with a superstar in Jokic that we know and handled them quite well, all of a sudden, like, that seat gets hotter because you could see a viable replacement for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the recent success, you know, in winning a title, and I know that it went haywire down there for him, and I'm not sure exactly why. I mean, sometimes just the message just isn't the same. You know, a number of years in, the same guys that are hearing the same stuff. You know, you bring that coach in somewhere else, and that message is different and might resonate with them a little bit better. But I still like Tibbs. This is not a conversation about advocating to fire him,
no.
Especially not knowing what the result is going to be. I just know, especially these days, where there's just so much more pressure and so many owners that are moving on quickly. And I'm sure that Jim Dolan loves Tibbs for being a part of this resurgence. But it's just, it's going to be something if they ever, God forbid, lost in the first round or got swept by the Celtics. And that would be a conversation. And also, I think it might not even be a deal where, you know, they say, hey, Tibbs, you're not doing a good job. You're fired. You know, Leon Rose may say something like, hey, Tibbs, this is not your fault. I put together a team that doesn't fit your style of coaching and I screwed up.
Which I happen to agree with that. And let's also not lose sight in the fact that this team, for, you know, we talked about the last 20 years and, you know, year here, year there, fine. This is back-to-back 50-win seasons. So the notion that, and I've heard this too, and I don't think you're wrong where you can say at some point the message starts to get mixed or maybe it's not heard, and maybe there is some truth to that. But there's also truth to the fact that Jalen Brunson missed 5 weeks. There's truth to the fact that Mitchell Robinson wasn't around for much of the season. There's truth in the fact that they have won 50 games. And, you know, does it suck that in front of them right now are the Celtics and, of course, the 60-win Cavaliers? Yes. But they have accomplished something that not many Knicks teams have done in a long time. So while the messaging might not be maybe where you want it to be, it also hasn't been lost yet. Not in my mind, anyway.
Yeah, and these guys, you know, you talk about that roommates podcast a lot with Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson and how they had Tibbs on, and there's also been moments where he called them while they were doing the podcast. You can hear him talking to Jalen Brunson and the relationship that they have. And I mean, and that's something that, you really can't put a price on either, you know. And Jalen's a guy that's probably an easily get along guy, even though he's become a superstar in his own right. But it's just, and you want to see it through with Tibbs if you can. But
I'll tell you this: watching that podcast with Dolan, he certainly made it sound as if they are just in the beginning phase of this with Tibbs and this group that they have assembled. It didn't sound like or look like, especially if you want to read facial expressions and the way they were having the conversation, it certainly didn't seem to me at that time that there was even a thought that they're looking for a new coach.
Yeah. I mean, we were going to see a new coach as the other Garden team in the Rangers.
100%.
There's just absolutely no way that Peter Laviolette's coming back.
No question.
And if Torts is a... C-Mac asked this same question the other day, and it's something we've talked about here briefly, and I never really get a good answer from Boomer on this, but like the NHL head coach gets fired more than anybody else and also gets rehired more than anybody else.
About as retread a league as you will find.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
But, you know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like you've seen these guys, like a Laviolette, go from one place to another and go win a cup.
But how about Torts?
Yeah, same thing.
Been all over the place.
Right.
Peter DeBoer has been all over the place. In Dallas now, I believe.
Wayne Vigneault.
Yeah.
That's another guy. He's been everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's just, but it's so strange that it retreads like that. I mean, how many, imagine an NFL coach getting fired.
I mean, in fairness,
six different times and still having a job.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, the Rangers did try to hire, I forget what his name was at the time. Remember they hired the Wolfpack head coach for that 1 or 2 years, and it did not go well. So it's not like they haven't tried thinking outside the box. They have.
Quinn, right?
Was that who it was? Yeah, it might have been. But it didn't work. So you go with what you think is a known commodity, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you get the opposite effect. You got people out there saying that the Rangers should bring Tortorella back. I mean, you talk about the conversation we're having right now. There are people that think Torts will be back next year, which would be great for us. Entertainment-wise, it's fantastic. You never know when he's going to pop off, and it's fabulous. But you're right. I mean, how much that message works for a while, and then it becomes noise, and then he rubs people the wrong way, and he's out the door.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that players, if you were in a locker room and you find out that Tortorella's on a short list of coaches being hired, you cross your fingers. You don't want any part of that. That's what I would think.
I hear you. The one thing I would say, and I've thought about this, whether it's a baseball manager, an NFL head coach, a college coach, a hockey coach, when you got a guy that clearly knows what he's doing and has won before to some level. At some point, I know the easy answer is, you can't get rid of all the players, we get rid of the coach. Well, why can't you make an example of some of the players from time to time? For instance, and I know we're not in Denver, so I don't know the particulars of this, but just using this as an example, that's all this is. You had a coach in Mike Malone who was able to have that group of players come together, granted one of the best players on the planet, but good enough to win an NBA title. This year, I believe they're 15 games over 500. I know fighting to stay out of the play-in because the West is so good, but they're 15, now 16 games over 500 after winning last night. Why can't you, if, and I think this is deeper than the players. But if the problem was the messaging is not getting through anymore, well, why can't you send one of the guys who's not getting the message anymore? Get him the hell out of here. Because you know the coach knows what he's doing. You know the coach knows what he's doing.
Yeah, if it was that easy sometimes. You know, it's the salary cap implications, finding a team that wants to take him on. What are you getting back? Are you giving up on a particular season? You know, I mean, a lot of these general managers, they make these decisions and they're locked into these contracts.
Well, and maybe that, and you're right, maybe that is the reason for it. But I just feel like then you're chasing your tail trying to find a guy that's going to coach these guys the way the guy you just fired was doing.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example close to home. You know I'm very close to the Rutgers program, so you know that. The idea that people would want Steve Peichel fired after 3 years ago, they wanted to build a statue for him. Nothing has changed in the way he coaches.
Yeah.
So you got to assemble the right guys. And all right, it didn't work this year. Well, next year will be better. But like, you know he knows what he's doing. You know he can coach. So like, why are you trying to reset the whole program or in this an NBA team or an NFL team?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, you have the young guys. Now, I understand Duke made it to the Final Four, but yet that was a team, as we talked about, looked like boys versus men.
Correct.
When they ended up losing. And then you have, of course, Rutgers having a down year with the two best young guys on the same team,
sure.
You know, other than Cooper Flagg. Like, you wonder if that, like, the winning formula isn't getting the best high school kid any longer.
Well, I mean, you listen to Pitino, he's not recruiting them anymore because it's become more of a professional men's type of game. And that's why the transfer portal has become so important. The problem is, as you know, is the money is now an issue. It's not just about recruiting and developing because no one stays anymore. The whole college game has changed. My only point was, you know, you got a guy that knows how to coach and knows what he's doing. Like, why do you want to all of a sudden start over?
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.